This is Editor's Choice on ABC Local Radio.
When I was a child, our biggest school excursion was from Lismore to Port Macquarie. Things have changed quite a bit since the 70s, with many students now heading overseas, gaining all sorts of wonderful experiences, as you'll hear in this story from Penny Terry from ABC Northern Tasmania.
No technology whatsoever, and very limited resources for them to learn, really.
What do the buildings look like?
Old, run down, a little.
And what about the students? What do they do during the day?
Well, they just, do exactly the same as us, just learn, and they're just, happy all the time, which is really good.
Hi, my name is Lolita.
Hello, I'm Madeline.
Hi, I'm Laura.
Hello, I'm Brianna.
Hi, I'm Hunter.
Hi, I'm Reese.
And where have you just come back from?
Cambodia.
Who wants to tell me why you got to go to Cambodia and how the trip was organised?
Well, we went through a company and they went last year as well. So we've kind of got a friendship school over there, which we painted a fence and paid for the building of it.
Before we left for our trip, we did little raffles and the school sold some stuff online. And we just did little bits and pieces to raise money.
Who organised all of that and how did you, I guess, administrate it all? Were you guys in charge?
Well, I suppose it was the teachers and the Cambodian students. The whole school really helped out. Yeah.
It's your second year, isn't it, Hunter?
Yeah.
So why were you interested to go back?
Because it's so good over there, fun.
What's good about it?
Helping the kids and stuff over there.
Got a few more people coming in now. Hello, what's your name?
Brianna.
Brianna, and who have we got here?
Jackson.
Malachi.
Okay, so you guys have just come back as well. What was the name of the school that you went to?
Don Sava.
So how did you guys, I'd imagine there would have been a bit of a language barrier perhaps. How did you go with that?
Oh, we learnt new words every day and we slowly got better at the language.
We went and saw the students 3 times during our trip and we'd spend almost the day there.
We were away for 12 days, so 10 in Cambodia and 2 in Singapore.
We went to the waterfalls. We went to a lot of temples.
What was the food like? Because that's always a big thing when you go to another country. You weren't a big fan?
Yeah, I didn't like it that much. What,
was there anything in particular you really didn't like? Or
the rice.
Too much?
Yeah, too much.
Did anybody like the food?
Yeah, the food's all right. It was really nice.
Except for the rice. Yeah, we would eat it for nearly every meal and we got sick of it so quick.
What was the biggest thing that was really different that you noticed about the place? I'm going to come back over here.
Well, it's a third world country. That's definitely the biggest difference.
Why does that make it different? What do you notice day to day about being in a third world country compared to being in somewhere like Australia?
I thought the law, because the road rules and stuff are, well, there is no road rules. Just get away with everything, really.
Pretty hot.
Yeah, warm.
Very hot.
What sort of temperatures were you dealing with?
It was mid-30s, probably.
What's it like coming home when you've been on a really big adventure? And I think you probably had a few days left of holidays, didn't you, and then back to school?
Yeah, it was really good just to come back and just, breathe in the Australian air because, it was really kind of dirty over there, all the air.
What about the rubbish? Around, that's something that a lot of people talk about. What was that like?
Well, there was just, they really had no, way to put it, really. They just chucked her on the side of the road.
Culture was very different, and their religions, just how they do it and how they accept everything and that.
What did you take away from the trip? What do you first tell people about when you came back?
Well, I suppose it's that you don't need much to be happy. They're so much happier than us over here.
Who wants to go back?
Yes. Yeah.
I would, because that was my first trip anywhere. I'd never been on a plane or anything, but it was really good and I would want to travel the world.
Thank you for telling me about it today, guys. Good on you.
Thank you.
That story came to you from Penny Terry from ABC Northern Tasmania.
Editor's Choice. This is Editor's Choice on ABC Local Radio.